Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast that reviews movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 648, and it is your review of Tokyo Godfathers. As always, is the Nerd Chicana here to host the show, along with my wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful Monday night.
Monday night, live and early for our patrons over at patreon.com/thenerdcore for $1 a month. You get this episode live and early before anybody else gets to watch it on Tuesdays at 12 p.m. Central Time. As always, you can go and check that out over at www.patreon.com/thenerdcore. But before we can get into today's review, Brad, how are you doing today, man?
Doing all right. Went to work, picked up my laptop, came back.
You're working remotely?
Yeah, I'm working remotely this week because Brenda has COVID, and in case I am infectious, I'd rather not give that to my whole office because most of my office is over the age of 50.
So they're old.
Yes. That's correct.
you don't want to be the what's it called, the one responsible for that, right?
I don't want to be the one responsible if an old person dies.
Yeah.
I don't need that in my conscience.
So you just worked today. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, worked today. Watched some YouTube videos. That's fucking it.
You're on my timing, apparently. Yeah, I didn't work today, so I didn't go to work today.
There you go.
So I watched Tokyo Godfathers. That's all I did. Oh, and I watched another short film from Satoshi Kon that was in my Blu-ray. They had like a 1 minute little short film from Satoshi Kon in there. So I did that too. But other than that, I did all that, man. And yeah, just good. That's all I did today, man. No work, nothing. Tomorrow I'm going to go to work for literally just an hour.
Oh, there you go. Hey.
Yeah, just complete my hours.
Complete your hours and be good.
Yeah. I have some stuff I need to record too. So I'll come back and hopefully that's it. Tomorrow, we got another record tomorrow, so, honestly, I didn't really do much today, bro.
No, I mean, we are going to be playing with Luis after this, so there's that.
I played Warzone with my brother yesterday, so he's mad that I'm not playing Warzone with him today.
How's that going? That good, huh?
No comment. Got to be some of the most frustrating shit ever, man.
That's saying something because Raul has played video games with me.
But I mean, Brad, I don't know how to explain it to you, man. It's just like there's a lot. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. And
you're spending time with your brother in some form. So
I don't live with him.
Think
anymore.
Of it that way.
We don't see each other all the time, so I guess right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You know,
think of it that way. You're just spending time with your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Silver linings.
Yeah, fucking high blood pressure and everything, bro. Yeah. But he's mad that I'm not playing with him tonight. But I'm like, dude. I mean, what's it called? I'm playing with Brad and Luis.
I mean, does he make content? If he made content, maybe you would.
Like, it's not my fault you don't have a PC.
Yeah.
He's getting Lethal Company.
Oh, can you imagine both you and him on Lethal Company? Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God.
Bro. So I'm telling you, I think Luis needs to get Warzone, bro. Ooh-wee. Imagine that, huh? Mm. A couple games of Warzone with Eric?
Oh, God. He'd probably... Yeah, I think that's why we're sticking to Lethal Company and Escape to the Backrooms.
Yeah, nothing that Eric could possibly play with us with.
It's family bonding when you accidentally kill your teammate.
Yeah, yeah. Or when he leaves you to a 2v1 situation that you don't want to be in, right? Or, you know, what's it called? When he's like repeating his call out like 5 times in a row, you know.
Like, I got to you the first time. I'm just not doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, he just runs off. What's it called? Dude, God knows fucking what, you know, and he doesn't tell you. And then like 10 minutes later, he's like, hey, guys, I'm over here in this building. It's like,
Jesus Christ.
Go told us that before, you know. And pretty good. It would be really helpful. You know, but hey man, who knows, man? I don't know. It's just my brother's my brother, right?
Yep, that's all it is. Family's
what it is. Yeah,
Family's the friends you don't get to choose.
Yeah, what's up, Stacy? Stacy's in the chat here. It's family bonding when you actually, yeah, it's a great time, right?
It's not team killing,
yeah,
never.
Yeah, but you know, man, it's at least, you know, I'm trying to tell my brother, right, what my mom would want, right?
Yeah.
Not like this, though.
I mean, you know, it's something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, other than that, I got that going on. This Wednesday, I'm doing a stream on my channel, so that's going to be fun. But other than that, I don't know what else I've got going on today.
No, I did finish Ted.
Oh, you did?
First season of Ted, yeah.
One of my critic friends, he gave it 4 out of 5 stars, Brad.
I don't know if I give it that. I mean, it's enjoyable, it's good, and episodes 6 and 7 are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But the first 5 episodes, they're hit and miss to me. So.
Yeah. Are you the ones of Arabia?
The Ewok, yeah. I mean,
sure, that's what I am, sure.
but like episodes 6 and 7 are freaking hilarious.
How many episodes is it?
Seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the last two, I think they figured it out. It was just funny throughout the whole damn show. Episodes 1 through 5, though, you had funny moments, but I don't know, it wasn't like hilarious the whole time. Yeah. I think they were trying to find their footing on what they wanted the show to be, and they got it on episodes 6 and 7, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, man, I'm glad that what's it called? That you finished it though.
But I wouldn't give it like a. I don't think I'd give it 4 out of 5. Really? Like, if you wanted to say like a 3, 3.5 out of 5, sure, I might give it that.
You get a whole 4 stars out of 5.
Bro. I mean, that's up there. That's
I mean, to be fair, I need to go back and check, but I think this guy gave Bear season 2 2 out of 5.
Ooh. And I love season 2 more than I did season 1.
Yeah. But he did give The Idol 5 out of 5. Yeah. Taylor, I love you, Taylor, man. You're a great boss, bro.
I mean, that's an opinion.
Yeah.
that's opinion about a show.
Yeah.
I do agree that you can't blame The Weeknd for that mess up a it's show. I wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see where I'm trying to find that shit. The Weeknd
played that creepy character pretty perfect.
Pretty perfect, right?
Pretty perfect on that. He's creepy.
Yeah. Taylor, you're great, bro. But oh no, I'm sorry. He didn't give it 5 out of 5. He gave it 4. He gave the Bear season 2 3.5. I'm sorry.
So he gave Ted higher than. I'm going to have to agree to disagree.
Yeah. Taylor, I respect your opinion, bro. You're a great guy, bro. I'm just saying. Yeah.
You're,
I need to watch Ted, bro. I haven't watched Ted, so I need to get on that.
Yeah. Watch through season 1 of Ted. I'll say it again. 6 and 7. Hilarious from beginning to end. That's the best ones.
You're Lawrence of Arabia. Oh, my God, man. That shit just makes me laugh so much, man. All right. So with that said though, let's go ahead and get into this, Brad. So if you have not watched Tokyo Godfathers, you should probably get out of here if you care about spoilers. But if you don't care about spoilers, or you've already seen the film, go ahead and stay. Either way, how it goes is your one and only warning, spoiler warning, and it is in effect in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, Brad, introduce us to Satoshi Kon's Tokyo Godfathers.
Okay, coming from Wikipedia, Tokyo Godfathers is a 2003 Japanese adult anime Christmas tragicomedy adventure film. There's a lot of adjectives. Written and directed by Satoshi Kon, the film stars live-action actors such as Toru Imori, Yoshiaki Umegaki, and Aya Okamoto as the lead voice actors. Kon was inspired by the 1948 American film Three Godfathers to make the film. Unlike Kon's other films, Tokyo Godfathers is grounded more in realism. However, as is typical of Kon's work, the film includes devices that are not straightforward, and Kon himself called it a twisted, sentimental story. Tokyo Godfathers was released in Japan on November 8, 2003, and in North America on January 16, 2004. It won the Excellence Award at the 2003 Japan Media Arts Festival and Best Animation Film at the 58th Mainichi Film Awards. Screenplay by Kaiko Nobumoto, Satoshi Kon. Story, of course, by Satoshi Kon. Starring, I already went through them. Cinematography, Katsutoshi Sugai. Edited by Takeshi Sayama and Kashiko Kimura. Music by Keiichi Suzuki, Moonriders. Production company, Madhouse. Running time, 92 minutes. A budget, $2.4 million. And this made $847,106 at the box office.
All right.
I did have a question.
Yes.
Did you watch this in original Japanese or English dubbed?
Original Japanese.
I watched it in English dubbed.
How?
Because it was on Peacock.
Oh. I did not know that.
It's on Tubi and Peacock. It was on Peacock. Oh, wait, no. Sorry. I had money left over, so I just got on Amazon Prime. So I had, like, credits. So I just watched on that.
I'm trying to save a guy a couple bucks, man. I popped in my Blu-ray and I watched this.
Our other film Thursday is on Peacock.
Yeah. Okay. I watched the original sub because I've watched all of Satoshi Kon's films subbed. So I wanted to.
I just watched it dubbed because it was actually when it started because I was like, oh, I need to change this to you know subtitles, but when it started, it was actually really good voice actors.
Yeah, I was going to ask, then how good is the voice acting?
It was actually really good. I thought it was good.
Yeah, the only ones that I go with, like, what's it called? Voice acting. The dub over was, like, for what's it called? For, like, Studio Ghibli movies. But then again, I watched Belle dubbed, and I thought that Belle dubbed is great because I really liked the girl that they chose for that.
I might have watched that dubbed, yeah.
Yeah, like I really liked who they chose for the voice acting there. So, I don't know. I mean, I have both versions on that Blu-ray, so I'll get to the dub version one more time.
I thought it was good dubbed. Otherwise, I would have switched over to subtitles like we did for The Raid.
Yeah. So, Brad, what are your initial thoughts, man, since this is your pick?
Oh, this is great. I like this film. I really liked it. It's one of those we were running through trying to figure out what the hell we wanted to watch as extras. And this kind of just popped up there. And I was like, huh, anime that I've never seen before. And, you know, I like the characters. I like the story. Music in it is great. Sound design is good. And overall, I really enjoy it. The only issue I truly had is I think they really cut it short on the ending. I would like to see more of Miyuki and her father reuniting in that instance, but I'm not the director. So they kind of just cut it off with them seeing each other and let it go. That would have been my only real change in this, I think, is to have it go a little bit longer and to go through that whole, you know, basically seeing each other relationship.
I agree with you, Brad. I think this is an incredible film from Satoshi Kon. I really like this movie, and I think that this is the last one that I needed to see from him. I've seen Perfect Blue. We both reviewed Millennium Actress here on the channel with Claire back in the day,
which had its issues.
Yeah, I had my issues with as well.
Yeah.
And then I watched Paprika on my own, and I thought the Paprika was fantastic. Also, Paprika is where Christopher Nolan got a lot of his inspiration for Inception. So, I thought that movie was great. So I had constantly, put this one off, man. I was like, okay, I just need to get to this one.
I mean, it is a Christmas story. That's kind of the thing.
Well, also, you know, it was just the way I put off nostalgia from Tarkovsky for so long. Like, I don't want to finish this guy's filmography. I love his movies so much. Like, you know, I have my problems with Millennium Actress, but I still think this is a damn good movie. I do want, now knowing what we know about Millennium Actress and who that woman is supposed to represent, I want to give it another try.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to this, and I got to it finally. I finally got to it, man. I really like this movie, man. I thought it was like really heartwarming. I thought it was so funny too. There's like it blends humor, heart. When it's sad, but when it's funny, it's so funny, and it's also like got a lot of heart to it.
I really like that the baby is like this good luck baby.
Yeah,
it for sure is just has good luck. And there's moments in this film where I'm like, oh, Jen just died because a truck just rolled over into a whole parking garage. So I would figure he would die, but he pops right back up.
Yeah. And then there were moments that had me cracking the fuck up, like Jin, what's it called, trying to tell them about the lady being the big mom, and he's like,
yeah, just the whole slide on the bicycle, and he's running, and they're both going, "Are you drunk again? What the fuck are you?"
He's like, "He goes,
mother, we're playing Mad Lib here.
Or just the drag queen, she just like, when
she reunites with mother, it goes, mother, and I'm like, what? So
I'm like, fucking okay. Hilarious. I love that character so much.
Oh, was it the pharmacy? What was the pharmacy, or it was like the little store shop where he kicks him out, and then the ambulance just runs right into it. And the guy gets out, he's like, call an ambulance. And we're like, how many you got?
Yep. Or just, what's it called? Or the girl, what's it called? The girl being mesmerized by the, what's it called? The Latina's breasts. Like, being like,
oh, yeah.
Ooh, wow.
So like, big.
Like, there's so much humor to this movie that Satoshi Kon puts in this that I hadn't seen in Satoshi Kon's work before.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be real honest. A lot of his films are really serious, and they're not like this.
And this one is actually balanced well with that serious part of Jin reuniting with his daughter and then basically traveling around trying to find this baby's parents before they go and just give it to the police, which probably they should have done in the first place. But,
yeah.
You know, then you want to have a story, really.
Yeah. Which it just, and also this movie reminds you, like, we need to be doing an animated film month. Like, it's like we forget like that. That's such a big part of like film, and this movie just shows it. Like, there's so much heart to this movie, man. Like,
animation is just not for children.
Yeah, and dude, this movie is this movie is a testament to that. Like, there's like a lot of adult themes in here about like being a deadbeat father, about being what's it called,
alcoholic,
betraying addict. Your family, and like. Chosen family is like a huge theme here, and it's just I really like that about this movie, man. I thought the animation's stunning. I think it's so beautiful. Like all of Satoshi Kon's animation in his films are great, and they all, you know, have a way of like, what's it called, feeling right for the type of story that it is.
The animation overall, I had no issue with the way this looked. It looks beautiful, even, you know, on Amazon Prime and SD. It looks beautiful. It's a beautiful animated movie. So I think any music that was in it went well. The sound design went well.
I love the music.
Yeah.
I love the music.
It made some tense parts really tense.
Yeah. I do agree with you, though. I think the ending is a little rushed.
It just cuts off. That's my issue, is Miyuki sees her father, who's a detective that she stabbed when she was younger, and that's why she ran away from home.
It really felt to me like we had 10 more minutes left of this movie.
Or you know, do like, you know, year later or like 10 years later, you could do something like that. But honestly, if you could have just shown them reuniting and just kind of after that and them all being thanked for saving the child, I think it could have ended that way too.
Yeah. But once again, just another great film from Satoshi Kon, man. He just has a way of like portraying these themes so well, man. And it's, you know, man, like in a way, it's also kind of like the story of Christ in a way, man. I mean, what's it called? The three wise men, bro. These are they're the three wise men. What's it called? And that kid is basically Jesus Christ.
I mean, that is a good luck baby.
Yeah.
No joke there.
Because the drag queen should have died the minute multiple times, especially multiple times. There at the end.
Yeah. And that was a nice touch. Just the wind comes through and it just allows them to touch down really nice and soft.
Yeah. But great movie, man. I really do. I really like it. What did you think about the voice actors?
The American English, the dubbed, like it was great. Like I had no issue with that. The voices actually matched very well with the characters, and they did surprisingly great. And that's the only reason I watched it in dubbed is for the first like 10 minutes, I was really surprised at how good, like, the voice actors were.
Yeah, I loved when Hannah goes to to see mother, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, I goes, oh, it's done so much pain to me. I haven't sang a song like that. And the girl's like, you sing every day.
She really does. She even went hoarse singing to the baby.
yep. But I think they're just great. What's it called? Great characters, man. They all have their redeemable qualities. Well written characters. And
the one scene with the old man dying, that was. And then the fucking teenagers, they're ruthless.
Those scenes were like, ruthless, bro.
And they were like, you're going to die, old man. I'm like, you're already dead, so you're not going to fucking hurt anything.
Yeah, I had to look at the voice cast on Wikipedia. I think I recognized Crispin Freeman, pretty prolific in anime. I think, is that the one who was in Fooly Cooly?
I mean, but Freeman. They did sound like they had a lot of experience in voice acting.
Oh yeah, bro. What's it called? What's it called? He is Togusa in Ghost in the Shell.
Oh yeah.
Alucard in Hellsing. Itachi Uchiha in Naruto.
Oh, there's your resume, Jesus.
Yeah, Yomi Hijimiya in Demon Slayer. And then, dude. That's a fucking resume.
That's a resume, right? That's a good resume.
That's a fucking resume, bro. Yeah.
Thank you, Stacy.
What else is this guy on? Jesus, man. Kelsing, Digimon Frontier.
Digimon, Digital Monster.
Oh my god, man. That's a lot of dude. This guy keeps bro. This man was working, bro. Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. Zatch Bell.
Oh, you had another one. The one who played Kyoko was in Fooly Cooly.
Yeah, Fooly Cooly. Naruto, Eureka 7, Hellsing Ultimate, Digimon Data Squad, Code Geass. Dude, that motherfucker keeps working, bro. Yeah. Marvel Anime Wolverine. Oh, my God. Point is, this dude don't stop working, bro. Like, this is crazy, bro.
That man continues.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. But like I said, man, it's a beautiful movie. I don't think it's my favorite work from what's it called? From Khan, but this is my second favorite movie from him. I really like this movie. And that's why my final verdict, I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10, Brad. I just think that ending's really a little rushed. and it cuts off. And I'm like, dude, I feel like there's still a little bit more to this that we could have had. But I think it's near perfect, bro. I think it's a damn good movie. And I really like this one.
Yeah, and then I'm going to give slightly higher because my only gripe is that ending. That's really it. And, you know, it's a small gripe in comparison. Like you said, I think an extra 10 minutes in this movie would have been perfect. So I'm going to go with 9.5 out of 10.
All right, man. Dude, this guy was in fucking, what's it called? Spectacular Spider-Man, Wolverine and the X-Men, Young Justice. Dude, what in the hell, bro?
That man stayed in the voice booth.
Steven Universe? Adventure Time, Spider-Man, Star Wars, The Bad Batch.
I like how they have a cat lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Brad, he was, what's it called? He was the one of the doctors in Grave of the Fireflies.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow.
What the hell? Also,
that's going back.
Wait, hold on. Here it says 1998. Dude.
Grave of the Fireflies.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the English dub of Grave of the Fireflies. I think that was a little bit later.
Yeah, after. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They weren't going to show Grave of the Fireflies originally to American audiences right when it came out.
He was a freaking operator in Cowboy Bebop, the movie?
Oh, hell yeah.
Howl's Moving Castle? Bro, this guy's got a resume, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably why he got picked for this.
Yeah. I mean, this guy, like, y'all go and look this shit up, bro. This guy's got a massive, the Xeno Saga 2 in the video game?
Shit, yeah, that's my shit.
All right, man, yeah, what's it called? Crispin Freeman, what's it called? Putting in that work.
That man just stays in the vocal booth.
Yeah, man. That's a massive resume there. But and he voiced Ishida in this movie. But yeah, man, that concludes our review of Tokyo Godfathers. And as always, we'd like to thank you all so much for joining us here.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Check out our website, nerdcore.com, where you can check out our reviews and podcasts there as well.
He was in Zatch Bell.
Yeah, he was in Zatch Bell, dude.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Check out our Twitter at @TheNerdCore_. Instagram and Threads is @TheNerdCore. Our TikTok is @TheNerdCore. And of course, at our, what's it called, Discord link is in the description below. And please, if you are on the side, on the video side of things, please subscribe to this channel if you haven't yet. And click that like button as well. And click the notification bell when you finish subscribing so you don't miss a single review that drops on the channel. That could help us out a lot. All of that helps us out so much. And if you're on the audio side of things and you have not followed us, please make sure you're following us on your favorite podcast app of choice and leave us a 5-star review as well, as all of that helps us out so much. And of course, we would like to thank our wonderful patrons. You can become a patron by joining our Patreon at www.patreon.com/TheNerdCore. And of course, we have tiers as low as $1. And we would like to thank them all so much for making this possible. Brad, can you tell them about our special patron, our executive producer, Shane?
You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at ThriftedIL. And go buy something from the Suppy God at Prison City Vintage. He's opening a second store here soon. So nice. Congrats to the man, Shane.
I thought he already had one.
He has a store. He's opening a second.
I thought he had a second already.
No. He says it's a second that he's opening.
The fuck? I'm tripping.
I mean, Libby has her own thing going, so you might be thinking of that.
I'm fucking tripping, bro. But yeah, thank you to our wonderful patrons. They make this possible, and you can become one by joining us at patreon.com/nerdcore. And for just $1 a month, you can help Raul finish the story. Yeah, please. Yeah.
Raul about to beat the shit out of Cody Rhodes. That's what's about to happen.
So goddamn hard.
Or Triple H, one or the other. The man literally pointed to Roman Reigns. He wants to fight Roman Reigns.
I have no idea how much more clear it needs to be. I mean, I get it.
They literally panned to Roman Reigns. They didn't go to Seth Rollins. Come on now.
I get it. Things change. You know, let's go. CM Punk got injured, but like...
I'm telling you, just put Seth Rollins against Gunther. Just slaps of the century going on there.
Yeah. All right, man. With that said, we're going to go ahead and get out of here, Brad. We'll be back on Thursday on Patreon for a review of Basic Instinct, and then that premieres to the public on Saturday. So without further ado, Brad, let's get them out of here.
All right, Roland, thank you for being the host as always. Thank you to Stacy for joining us in chat today. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, if you find a baby, take it to the police. And then you won't be in a whole freaking like 2-hour story. Just saying. Young Yoda out.
What the hell? Why the fuck you take that off, man?